Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
I need to get your take on some of these, all right? So over the weekend, right, Chef Padma appeared on The Tonight Show. She kind of reignited the whole is a hot dog a sandwich thing.
Oh, no. Oh, right? No. Oh, no. Right? Oh, no.
Of course, that's been debated on this show and debated for centuries, right?
It's been settled.
Yes, sure.
A hot dog is a hot dog. And?
It's also a sandwich.
It's a hot dog.
This is not my point.
Okay. Listen, you toss it out there.
I'm just saying. So, I started looking at some of the other things that have been tossed out just recently. And what's your take on peanut butter? Where's that belong? In your cupboard or in the fridge?
Pantry. Cupboard, pantry. Yes.
Okay. I'm going to agree with you on that. However, I think people are getting themselves all up in a knot because there are two different types of peanut butter, right? Like the all natural type of peanut butter where it separates the oil. Yeah, I know you've never had that.
What is all natural? I know, the confused look on my face.
I know. I recognize.
It doesn't say Jif on it.
Right.
I'm probably not eating it.
Right. Exactly.
Or Peter Pan.
Right. So I mean, we have the blended peanut butter too, and that I think yes, cupboard, pantry, whatever, that can go wherever.
It lasts forever.
But if you have the natural peanut butter, it separates, the oil separates from the actual peanut butter, so the oil is on the top and then the peanut butter's all on the bottom.
You just have to mix it every single time you want to use it
if you keep it in the pantry.
How annoying is that?
If you keep it in the pantry.
But
if
in
you
the fridge,
keep it
it's
in the
fine?
Fridge, yes, it's fine and it stays like congealed. So
I'd never heard of that trickery.
Oh my gosh, we're learning already.
Wow. okay, so that explains
course,
it, because I was like, why is there ever a reason for people to
put peanut butter in the fridge?
You keep the jelly in there. Are they just wanting to keep them together?
Yeah, maybe just, you know, okay. Buddies, pals. But but it's the natural peanut butter that separates that will stay together if it's
I don't know if I've ever tasted cold peanut butter.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's always been room temperature.
You have so much more life to live.
Really? Is that a whole new world I need to explore?
Susie texts in and says a hot dog is more like a taco. I get that. Sure. I understand.
Or it's just a hot dog.
Or
it can stay in its own lane.
Why
do we need to group it in with something else?
We've debated the whole butter belonging on the counter.
Yeah.
And
well, that depends
on... Not on the fridge, whether it's salted or not. If it's salted, then yeah, you're cool to put it on the counter. I've always kept butter on the counter. Actually,
you have
no.
A fancy butter dish on the counter.
I might disgust a few people. But the butter that we have, we usually just put in a ceramic ramekin and just set it on the counter.
Yes.
So it's open air, just sitting on the counter.
It's open air?
Yeah.
It's not even covered?
No.
Oh.
So the only issue is we have one cat that's...
Oh, my God.
That sometimes just wants a little butter snack.
So you have no idea anytime you want to use a little pat pat of butter if it's had a little lick lick from the cat.
Well, no, we can tell.
Great.
You can see the little like groove.
So then you just avoid that part
and
then, work around
yeah,
it?
Yeah, you just kind of scoop that out and
I'm gonna throw up.
And then I'll just put that on my daughter's toast.
Oh my god.
So yeah, butter on the counter.
I would get a cover if that's the life you're living.
Kelly.
There is a spot in the fridge, though, for butter.
Yes. And that, again, I think is for the unsalted butter.
For many fridges, it's labeled.
Yeah, right. But then you have hard butter. Who wants hard butter? You can't spread it.
Well, then, you know what? Then I'm gonna open up a life hack for you. Little spray butter.
Oh, no.
Little spray butter is life-changing.
No, we don't need any of that trash.
I made my son's grilled cheese with it last night. He was like, that is amazing.
I mean, okay.
He was floored by the technology
of
the butter.
I could see how, sure, spray butter for something like that, but you're not going to spray butter on your toast.
Well, you can. I mean, 1,000% you can.
Oh,
and,
no.
And, but we have the tubs.
Or on a biscuit.
It's spreadable butter, so you don't have to worry. It's never hard.
Well, that, again.
Nice. Stop it. Stop. Stop.
Chemicals
it's
fake.
Delicious chemicals.
Chemicals fake.
I don't care. It's delicious. Spreadable.
Some of the other dumb debates that I saw. Cereal, just breakfast soup.
Okay.
Will you accept that?
Sure. I mean, by definition, breakfast soup, yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Unless soup has to have some sort of like vegetable and meat in it to
no,
be called soup.
No, that
yeah,
doesn't.
Yeah, I don't know what the definition of soup is for sure, but I could understand how cereal being...
I think it's the consistency that describes soup.
Is your thumb a finger?
Yes. Because you have five fingers, right?
Your thumb's not just your thumb?
It is... All your fingers have names.
So your index finger is also
yes.
a thumb?
No. Your index finger is your index finger. What is the matter with you?
I'm just...
They're all fingers.
All
and
right.
then they also have names.
All right. Do straws have two holes or one? Giggity.
Two holes.
Just one.
Oh.
It goes all the way through. It's a long hole.
That is true. I'll accept that.
All right. What is the order you put your socks and shoes on? There is only one acceptable answer.
Okay, just aside from the way you said that made me think you put your socks on first, ding ding. But you're talking about which foot goes first?
Are you do you do sock sock shoe shoe?
Oh.
Do you do sock shoe sock shoe?
Sock sock shoe shoe.
Sock sock shoe shoe.
Yeah.
I think that is the most widely accepted.
Yeah.
However,
it's the most sane.
I
normal.
I will, on occasion, I get a wild hair, and I'll do sock, shoe, sock, shoe. So I will have one naked foot and one fully clothed foot right next to each other.
That is so bizarre, because then your naked foot's like, that looks cozy. I wish I could be like that.
Well, seconds later, he will be.
Okay.
So.
I still think it's slightly psychotic.
And then the last one I saw, is fire on fire?
No, fire just is.
Fire.
Whatever the fire is on, that is on
is fire. On fire.
Yes. The fire just is.
All right. All right.
We have solved so many problems in the world.
Oh, man.
In the span of just a couple short minutes.
I know. Again, it all started with Chef Padma, who appeared on The Tonight Show, and she was all like, you know, reigniting the whole is a hot dog a sandwich debate.
The fact that a chef
yeah.
is debating something like a hot dog is kind of magical.
And she says it is.
Okay. She says a hot dog is a sandwich.
Yeah, I think
she's wrong.
Sorry,
Padma.
Sorry, are you
go
saying...
back to the kitchen because that is wrong.
are you calling the chef
yes,
wrong?
Yes.
Who
a hot dog is a hot dog because it has its own section on the menu. Case closed.
Oh, my
Case
gosh.
Closed. Otherwise, it would just be sandwiches, and then a hot dog would be listed underneath that. Mm. Nope.
Mm.
Same thing with a burger.
She does say
its own thing.
It's a poor excuse for a sandwich, but
okay.
It's technically a sandwich.
Sure. No. Sorry.
And I will say, if you were in the crowd at The Tonight Show, you would have been among many who were very displeased with
yes.
that answer.
Yes, I am displeased.
Because Jimmy even was like, the crowd turned on you.
Yes. You lost them, Padma, at the hot dog is
if
a sandwich.
If that is even your real name. And Kelly Kane.
Scary situation that happened at a school bus stop in Maryland. A group of quick-thinking students actually stopped a man from kidnapping a child there, like, last Monday morning. Happened at 7:20 in the morning. A 30-year-old man allegedly grabbed the child and pulled them through towards an apartment building.
The man tried to grab the kid while the bus was on the stop. He also grabbed the beer bottle glass strapping, like a breaking one. And then he tried to grab him. But then some kids tried... helped him, and the bus driver helped him get on the bus, and then when he got on the bus, he ran away.
Wow.
Yeah. And so, you know, detectives were able to make an arrest about an hour later, and a neighbor who's a parent of a high school student that went to the same school system said apparently he was at the bus stop the previous week doing the same thing.
Oh, geez.
So just
get these guys off the street.
Exactly. And, you know, they did, thanks to quick think. The kids, super brave, mm-hmm. knew exactly, you know, that's wrong. That shouldn't be happening, and stepped in. So you can see their story on the website, WDJX.com.
I had a scare this morning on 99.7 DJX. It is National Puppy Day, BT Dubs.
Oh, wow. Oh, great.
My scare was my wife and I, we kind of rotate between getting up in the middle of the night to let the dog out of his cage.
Just like feeding an infant.
Yep. And last night, my wife slept through her alarm. So we put Dougal down to go to bed, I don't know, 9:30.
What time was her alarm set?
Her alarm was set at 12:45. She was going to get up just a little after 3 hours or something like that.
Now, did you hear her alarm?
Her alarm didn't. No, I didn't even hear it.
Oh.
It may have not have gone off or whatever. So the first time we woke up was when my alarm for the morning show went off.
Oh, no.
And we both kind of had that panic like, oh. And so I'm just envisioning the scene from yesterday.
Yeah.
Like it just being like a bomb went off inside his cage. There being a mess and all sorts of stuff. I walk in. I didn't smell anything of a foul. And he just starts kind of wagging his tail. He's still laying down.
Hey, did you guys forget about me?
Just wagging his tail, still laying down. I'm like, hey, buddy. I open up the cage. He doesn't even get up. He just still is laying there.
You guys know how early it is?
I know, wagging his tail going, oh, hey. I'm like, come on, man. You got to get out. You got to go. I literally pull him out of the crate and take him out, and he goes potty. But, yeah, avoided a messy situation.
There was the part of you, though, was just like, listen, he looks really cozy. He looks like he's sleepy. I'm just going to walk right away. I'm just going to walk back out.
I know.
Fine.
So, yeah. So, it's National Puppy Day, and we posted a picture of Dougal up on Facebook at 99.7DJX. So, we'd love to see your puppy, if you just got a puppy or whatever.
Or if you've got puppy pictures.
Yeah. Post it in the comments.
When they were puppies.
For sure. Post it in the comments there at 99.7DJX. We always love seeing pictures of the goodest boys there.
And the goodest girls.
Yes. Coming up next. Sometimes you realize that the first time you guys met might not have been under the best circumstances.
Right. It wasn't ideal, maybe to exchange information.
Right.
Set up a date.
Right. So you got to come back later with the missed connections. Kelly and I. Bring them to life. Look, sometimes you're not in the right spot to get a name or number, or you just see that person through a window and, you know, you can't like say, hey, you're cute. I would like to get to know you better.
Exactly. No. So what do? You go down to mom's basement, do a little typey-typey, send it off to the internet, then we find it and bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist. Missed
connections. I'll go first.
Okay.
Man for Woman titled, I Would Spoil You Like Milk.
Oh.
Slurp.
All right.
I spied you digging through a box of old hair dryers at the Goodwill and couldn't stop staring. I thought you were the most beautiful woman in the entire store of the three women in there.
Oh, well, all right. It's good to stand out.
You looked like a younger, yet more supple Renee Zellweger. Hubba,
awesome.
Hubba.
She's very attractive.
People even remember who Renee Zellweger
is. I don't
know.
Look her up.
If you are wondering, I was the man in the classic Ninja Turtles sweater and sunglasses pretending to sort through the used cutlery.
What an outfit. What an outfit.
FYI,
yeah.
I'm not a creep.
Okay, great. Good to know.
Listen, when you got to point that out,
it's a little iffy.
Chances are. I just did that to be close to you.
Okay.
If you don't mind me saying, while I stared, I did find a flaw with your body.
This is, we're tossing this out there in our attempt to win her over?
Actually, more than one.
Okay.
You may not know this, but your hair has some pretty bad split ends.
Oh, no.
If you and I were an item, I would shampoo your hair every day with the finest conditioners from Tresemme.
Fun fact, you're not supposed to wash your hair every single day.
He doesn't know this. He's
okay,
all right.
Okay.
And then I'd comb your thick locks from behind while we drink chocolate wine and tell cathartic stories from our childhood of pain and loss.
Wow. Okay, I'm on board with the chocolate wine, though.
Does that sound like fun to you? It should, because it is.
Oh, okay.
I promise I'll be gentle.
Great. All right. I'm not sure if I'm letting Ninja Turtle Sweater Man wash my hair.
Craigslist missed connections.
All right. Buckle up. I was naked. You were on the phone. Woman for man. Here we go.
All right.
Dear Mr. Meter Man, this morning around 9, you were at my house checking my meters. I was naked, digging furiously through my laundry basket of clean clothes. You see, I was in a cleaning mood last night. Doesn't happen very often. When it does, it results in me doing massive amounts of laundry. All my clothes get hauled upstairs and sorted and washed, and then they stay there. I'm always too tired to finish the job and haul them back down. So when I woke up this morning, all I had to put on in my room was a pair of jeans. Now, considering it's just me and one other female living in this house, I wasn't concerned with going upstairs topless to dig through to find my bra and shirt to wear that day.
Right.
Okay? See the situation? Little did I know you were chilling in your truck in my driveway. After a good solid 15 seconds of rummaging through the heap and finding a bra with underwire in both cups, a nice shirt and a pair of underwear to put on under my jeans, I looked out the window to check the weather and noticed your little truck sitting there with you in it, looking at me. Now, here's where my apology begins. The horrified scream I released wasn't because you were ugly, scary, or stalker-resembling.
Okay.
It was from the shock that I had just given you a full frontal with time enough to find the camera phone selection, take a shot of me, decide you didn't like it, erase it, take another one, save it, and label it. Now, here's a way to start my Monday morning.
Oh, my God.
Not that you did that, but you would have had time to. So I ran back away from the window, mortified and attempting to cover my chest, which is hard to do. They aren't mosquito bites.
Okay. Wow.
So I feel bad about yelling sorry.
Mm.
So here's the deal. Since you've already seen my tatas, I was wondering if you'd be willing to get even with me.
Oh.
If you read this, tell me a little bit about yourself. Maybe lie to me, say you saw my boobs for a reason. Ha ha. Seriously, topless and mortified.
Oh, wow. Wow. She took us on a journey there.
She did. She really did. I mean, that picture was painted clearly.
Yeah. She was definitely trying to make it known that she doesn't typically walk around
naked.
The house naked. But
yes.
This was a special occasion.
But you know what? If she does, it's all good. It's your house.
That's right.
Sometimes it's laundry day, so, and you got nothing to wear.
Look, sometimes you find an attractive meter man staring at you as you're topless, or other times maybe you're just rummaging through old cutlery at Goodwill,
yeah,
and you come across the hottest of three in the store.
But here's a couple things I learned. First of all, invest in a robe. Second of all, maybe we don't point out a woman's split ends when you're trying to attract her for a date.
All things we can learn with
Craigslist missed connections.
All right, Kelly, what's the setting the bar story?
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, it seems like one of these social media challenges, right? Where people just try to do all of these sorts of crazy things in a month, like maybe ride all the rides at Disney or...
Yeah!
Yes, things like that, except This is different because it's a setting the bar story. So if you can manage to make it through the day without being arrested for the 10th time in a month, you're doing okay.
10th time?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Well, Keith is making a lot of bad choices. He just got arrested for the 10th time in 1 month. It just happened on Tuesday when police got a call about a guy driving a stolen truck. Who was that? Oh, that's Keith. That was Keith. It could have been even easier for the police because he told them he was on his way to the police station to pick up his personal property.
It's the last time I was there. I left some stuff.
And I didn't have a car, so yeah. I had to steal a truck too.
I figured you guys would pick me up and take me there. That was a great plan.
Yeah. So actually, you know, I mean, we could probably congratulate Keith on this achievement because he got his 10th arrest just in time. It was on the 31st day since his initial arrest last month.
Oh, do they have like a frequent flyers club card that he could get punched?
You know what?
Discounts on bail?
Discounts on bail. After your 10th time, right. it's free.
It's half price.
Right. So, you know, this, to be clear, it doesn't sound like this was a goal that Keith had set.
Okay. So he's not trying to be a big time career criminal.
No. It just naturally works out to be this way.
Okay. I can see a couple of times. 10 times in a month, though.
Yep. Yep.
Pretty impressive. Are they all like the same reasons?
Well, so like
that
stealing vehicles is a big one.
Okay.
Like six times. Stealing six vehicles.
Six out of the 10 stealing cars. Got it.
DUI, vandalism,
not
things
good.
Like that. Fraud.
Oh, fraud thrown in there. Just out of left field.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's got to diversify his portfolio.
Absolutely. Yes, it's a portfolio of crime.
He's like, listen, I'm kind of...
I'm dipping my toe in a couple
have
different areas.
The stolen car thing down.
Uh-huh.
I need to diversify, so fraud. I'm stirring
a couple different pots.
Trying that out a little bit.
Yeah.
So, again, there is no award for getting a 10th arrest in 1 month. But
we should maybe think about creating one.
If there was, Keith would win it.
Absolutely.
All right. So, again, if you can manage to make it through the day without being arrested for the 10th time in a month, you're doing okay.
Well... there's always next month.
There is. You're right. We could start today and try.
We can clean the slate.
We can clean the slate.
And see how he does.
All right. That is setting the bar. The Future and Friends One Big Party Tour coming to Indianapolis on April 6th. We got tickets to give away. Plus, online, if you don't want to play any of our weird games, WDJX.com. Speaking of weird games, let's introduce you to Christina calling us from Fern Creek. Hi, Christina.
Hello.
Hello. Christina's got brown hair, drives a Volkswagen GLI, is a realtor, has one dog, and has one dog on the way. So that's kind of fun. What kind of dog are you getting again?
A Labradoodle. Labradoodle. Oh, my gosh. Okay. No. Yes, Labradoodle.
It's all right. I have that effect on women. What is your other dog?
She's a beagle.
So you got
a
beagle. All right. So I just adopted. I don't even know what the dog is. It's a mutt, maybe. He's kind of a terrier.
Like he's got lab qualities.
Terrier, maybe lab. He's got the ears of like a kind of a. I don't know. Maybe a. I don't even know what to call them.
They had no information.
No information. It's just like...
at the Kentucky Humane Society.
They just said dog mix. All right.
All right.
He's a dog mix.
A bunch of... lots of stuff in there.
Yep. Christina is married, so sorry, gentlemen. She is off the market. So, by the way, how long have you been married?
20 years.
Look at that. Don't ask how the spark... stays alive. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't
do it. Yeah, it'll be 21 in August.
Yes.
Wow. Congrats.
Great. That's distance right there.
That is some distance. Yeah.
Yeah,
you do have to.
For the long haul.
Yeah, I mean, hey, in for the long haul, you do have to find new ways to keep the spark alive, continue to date each other and, you know, have those moments.
It's a conversation for another day.
Yes.
All right, we'll schedule that, Christina. By the way, do you schedule like dates with your husband?
Sometimes, not as often as we should.
No.
Sometimes we have one kid, and right now he's 13, so it all revolves around practices. Yes.
Do you schedule romantic time with your husband?
Lord. That's another day, right?
All right, fine. All right, we're going to play a quick little brain game for you, okay? I'm going to toss some stuff to Kelly. I'm going to toss some stuff to you. And you just come up with the very first thing that comes to your head. Ready?
Sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Kelly, do you want to go first or should we give Christina?
She's the contestant. I'm not winning anything here.
Yes, you are.
I'm just a bonus. I don't win anything.
You're winning the satisfaction of being on the radio, Kelly. All right, Christina, name a genre of music that starts with R.
Rap.
Very good.
Oh, that's really good.
Kelly.
Yeah.
Fashion brand that starts with G.
Gucci.
Ooh, good one.
Yeah.
Christina, name a popular movie that starts with J.
Jumanji.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, didn't you really say, that yesterday?
Say that yesterday?
I would have also accepted Jurassic Park. Kelly, something that you can get that starts with a C, maybe from Meyer. Something from Meyer that starts
candy.
With C. Candy.
Okay. What were you looking for? Did you have a dream answer? That
Christina,
I didn't give you?
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Oh my God.
No.
Thank you. Yes, Christina.
Kelly, wrong answers only. What's the number you call for 911?
455.
Christina, wrong answer only. What's the best condiment on a hamburger?
Mayonnaise.
Yes! Oh, she and I are besties. Yes. Look
at
its face.
No, that's wrong answer only.
Yeah,
I don't think you understood.
Oh,
wrong
she didn't understand the assignment.
So she's a mayonnaise hater.
Oh, gosh. No, you're not.
No, I like mayonnaise, so I answered that wrong.
Yes, you did. That's
so
okay.
I didn't know that you could get a question on this game wrong, but Christina, you managed to do that.
See, that should stand for something.
Wrong answer only wrong.
Right. Wrong answer only wrong. All right, Christina, what's something that's sweet that starts with M?
Still wrong answer?
No.
No, now we're back to right answers. This is so confusing.
Sweet.
M&M's.
Marmalade.
Marmalade works. That's the British coming through in her.
Yeah.
Aw, little orange marmalade. Hey, congratulations, Christina. We'll end it here. And we'll just give you the ticket. So thank you for playing. Have fun at the show. Hot dog is not a sandwich. It's just a hot dog.
Right.
We understand that. All right. That's good.
You threw me off. Everything was downhill from there.
I know.
All right. Well, hey, Christina, thanks so much for listening and for playing. Hang on the line. Just another quick sec. We'll get more information from you, okay?
All right,
cool.
Oh, she's fun. We could hang out. I could tell.
Yeah. She is dipping into your husband's business.
That's okay.
She is a realtor.
Maybe she and my husband could have cross sales together?
See, now you're getting way too technical and in the industry
There's
speak for me.
There's enough room for more than one realtor.
Feel good stories. Kelly Kay.
So Taylor Swift just followed up on a promise she made to an 8-year-old 5 years ago. Last Saturday, 13-year-old Isabella was in the audience at the second night of Taylor Swift's Eras Tour in Glendale, Arizona. Thanks to a promise Taylor made her 5 years ago in 2018, Isabella was unfortunately in an accident that left her burned over 65% of her body and recovering for 9 months in the hospital. She had to miss the Reputation tour, but Taylor actually visited her in the hospital. She promised to make sure she'd see her at her next tour, and 5 years later, here we are.
Isabella, I hope you feel better soon, and I'm so honored you've been listening to my music. You're so awesome, and I can't wait to have you at a show. Stay strong, gorgeous. Love, Taylor.
Mm. A surprise Isabella will never forget.
The fact that I'm able to go and I got these tickets gifted to me, but also that they are from Taylor Swift and her team, and they remembered me and, like, thought of me to give me these tickets.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, that's just
wow,
pretty awesome.
All right.
You can see the story, and she got like a, you know, gift box with all the stuff, and mm-hmm. you know how she does.
Yeah.
You know how she does, and the handwritten note. You can see it at WDJX.com.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Blair reached out. She said, hey, Ben and Kelly, I've done an awful thing. I logged into my boyfriend's email and read some of his mail.
Okay.
Read a letter from an old girlfriend asking about his in a relationship status on Facebook. His response about our relationship was less than flattering.
Oh, gosh.
stating that he only dates me because it is convenient and I am persistent and that there is no future in our relationship.
Oh, wow.
We've been dating for over 2.5 years. I love yous have been exchanged. I also found evidence of the boyfriend involved in dating websites.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, obviously, I did something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see how our relationship can continue after knowing how he really feels. How do I approach him? What do I say? I'm so mixed up, I don't know what to do, and he's noticed my behavior towards him is changing. I'm not as warm and friendly as usual. And he keeps asking if something's wrong. Thanks for any help you or your listeners can give.
Immediately, I'm thinking, well, you just ripped the Band-Aid off, and you're like, who's this bee? Like, whatever her name is. And
oh, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, that is a mountain of evidence
Yes. She's
just uncovered that I don't think he could ever explain away. I don't even know if you need to try. Like, if it were me, I would just be gone.
You'd just be like, deuces?
Yep.
Mm.
Yep.
Yeah,
Because
we're not working out.
Yes, I'm assuming that's his real feeling. If it's not, and he's just putting on a front because it's his ex-girlfriend, what's the point of that?
Oh, was it an ex-girlfriend? I missed that. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, I thought it was just some rando.
It's a letter from an old girlfriend.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, who was like, hey, who are you dating? I saw you're in a relationship on Facebook. And he's just like, oh, well, you know, it's convenient. She's persistent.
You know what?
And there's really no future there. And yeah.
Guys are weird about that stuff sometimes. Like, I've grown past that. I've matured past that. But
right.
It's like you always, like for guy, and I don't know if there are any guys listening who can correct me if I'm wrong, but it's almost like you want to keep someone
hanging on, kind of
in the wings. You don't want to necessarily completely shut it down from someone or for someone, but it's like,
if you're in a committed relationship.
Well, but it's an ex. And that's the other thing too. It's like, well, why you're an ex for a reason. Why would you want to revisit that anyways? But
yes. But then I think for me though, because you could explain that away and maybe that's not truly how he feels. It's just a front for the ex-girlfriend, but it's the being on dating websites
right.
that I think is the final nail in the coffin for me and why I'd just be like, bye.
Terry says, I got a lot of questions. How old is the email? Because if it's an email from when they first met, things could have changed.
That is true. That's a very good point.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming it's recent.
Yeah. All right. So I want to know if you've been in this situation, especially if you've snooped and found something out. How did you address it? Because I think we all know that there is an expiration date on this relationship.
Doesn't seem like it's got a future either way, regardless if that's his true feelings
yeah.
or not, or what the situation is. Doesn't look good.
Yeah. So call or text. Would love to hear your situation or even correct me from my statement. All right. 795-1997. 795-1997. Next. Blair's group therapy, man. She got into her boyfriend's email, her boyfriend of 2.5 years, discovered that he has been talking to not only his ex-girlfriend and saying, oh, you know,
it's convenient. She's persistent. There's no future.
But she also saw evidence of like dating websites. And now she's like, you know, I know I shouldn't have gotten into his email, but how do I bring this up to him?
Penelope said, not me. I'd screenshot the emails, post them on his page, break up with him via his own social media for her and everyone else to see the audacity of this man.
I'm telling you, women play chess. Guys play checkers. Now, I had said I have matured since this sort of thought in my head, but I'm thinking like guys never like to completely shut off an option. They always want to have an option around. So maybe the conversation I was just suggesting, maybe the conversation with him, because this guy is much more immature than I am now.
Uh-huh.
But maybe he's just wanting to keep his options open.
Brandon says, I'm a guy. I'm going to correct you, Ben. After 2 years in relationship, there is no excuse for that.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. I get that. And I've matured too. And I'm not saying that I still feel that way at all.
Brittany says, now, it's an old email. If it referenced his relationship status on Facebook, he wouldn't have just now changed his status 2 years later, right?
You know what? That's a point.
She's offering a little bit of a benefit of the doubt. But for me, again, it's the evidence of being on dating websites. Like, yeah, if you're in a relationship for 2.5 years and you're still trolling around on dating websites, that's a problem.
Hey, Bethany.
So I unfortunately have a good story about the why she needs to bounce immediately. So years ago, I was in a relationship with a man. He, of course, I love you. We lived together, the whole thing.
So I
come across a little book in his nightstand. Apparently, he's a total chick because he has a diary. And I find an entry in there talking about an ex-girlfriend, and he's like, I still love her so much. I love her daughter.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, I just wish they would come live with me and this and that. Well, I told him, I said, hey, I was just cleaning out your stuff. Accidentally happened across it. Like, what's this? He was like, oh, that's old. That's really old. You don't have to worry about it. Well, my gut told me otherwise, but I ignored it.
Yeah.
I said, okay, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Sure. Within 2 months, while I was gone at a friend's house, he had moved her in, changed the locks, and kicked me out of the house.
Like, oh, my gosh.
Just out of nowhere. And when I was like, what the heck? Like, no reasoning, no rationale, no, trying to defend himself, nothing. Just, get your stuff and go.
Wow.
So, Bethany, you're like, you know what? Take this as a sign. Get out.
Yeah. I mean, if she's fine, regardless of how she found it, like, no shame in your game. If you got a hunch and you feel like you need to snoop, there's probably a reason.
Yeah.
And, I mean, she happened to cause that. She happened to cause dating stuff. Like, get out. Like, forewarning, get out.
All right,
yeah,
good advice.
That's what I think, too. There is not one person that's saying, oh, let's just talk to him about it. I'm sure there's a good explanation. Like, nobody's saying that.
I'm on the level where I'm like, girl, be a petty queen and just tell him, like, I've done some self-reflecting. I realize I'm only with you because, it's convenient and you're persistent. But I just don't think we should see each other anymore. I don't think we should.
Oh, quote him. Quote.
Yeah, quote him back. That is a boss move,
yes,
right there.
Yes, it is.
Bethany, hey, thank you so much for the phone call.
Oh my gosh, that is a boss move right there. That will tell him right there how and why you are leaving.
Use his own words.
Yes.
When you're breaking up with him.
Lisa said, if the poor girl thinks his email is bad, check his Facebook Messenger. That's how I found out my ex was propositioning married women and whomever else was online at 3 a.m.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. All right, so hey, Blair, the point is,
we're done here.
You don't need a reason anymore.
No,
like, you just cut it and say, you know what? Thanks. I love Bethany's suggestion of using his own words against him.
Yes, because that then tells him why.
Yep,
you're
exactly
leaving without telling him why.
Yep, for sure. All right. Well, hey, Blair, good luck. And I know the end of a relationship, especially one that's 2.5 years and you've said you love him, is not easy.
It's tough because I know you're dealing with feelings of loss, but we're all able to see that this is going to be better for you in the long run.
All right. That is group therapy. All right, let's play a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Say hi to Amy calling us from Anchorage. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Ben Davis.
Say hi to Kelly, too.
Hi.
Hi, Kelly.
Okay. Amy's got brown hair, drives a Buick Enclave, has 6 kids under 10.
Holy cow.
Yep, married to
on
a beautiful...
purpose?
Yeah, I would imagine on purpose, right? It's on purpose, right, Amy? It's on purpose.
Yeah, we had to make it happen. So, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Married to her beautiful wife and has been on Wheel of Fortune.
Whoa.
Wheel of Fortune.
That's fantastic.
So,
did you win big?
Yeah, I was going to say, when you were on, like, how'd you do?
Yeah, so I did not make it to the final, which made me really sad, but I won $11,350, which helped make our fifth child. So
that's fantastic.
Oh, Wow, that is very cool. So nice. All right. Wheel of Fortune. All right, so here we go. Little kid, drunk adult. Kelly's going to explain how it all works.
Well, you know the deal. You're going to hear three stories. You got to figure out, all right, did that story happen when the person was a little kid or a drunk adult?
Here we go. First one.
I jumped out of a second story window because I thought there was a fire in my house.
Oh. And I'm guessing there wasn't.
This could go either way.
It could.
I'm going to say little kid because I feel like little kid, you're really fearful of fires. You're taught what to do, and I'm going little kid.
All right.
I was thinking drunk adult on this one.
All right, Kelly's saying drunk adult.
One of us is going to be right, Amy.
Yep, all right.
I was a little kid.
Little kid.
Wow.
There it is.
I had a bad sleepwalking problem when I was younger, and I was dreaming that my house was on fire, so I straight up jumped out my second story window.
It was a dream?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
And I ended up breaking my arm and my leg.
Oh,
all
my
this
gosh.
Because...
That's a nightmare. That's a dream.
Yeah, that is a nightmare. That is not a dream. You are right. Well, all right. So you are one for one. Good job, Amy. Here's the next one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I called the cops because of a UFO sighting.
No.
UFO. Yep.
Oh.
Well, we tell the authorities about that.
Right. I'm going drunk adult.
Drunk adult.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm going to stick with you on that.
All right. Both of you saying drunk adult.
I was a drunk adult.
Yeah. Yep. Drunk adult is right.
But I swear I saw something strange, like some lights in the sky. And then I called the cops. At first, they were like laughing at me. And I was like, no, seriously, look, I even took a picture of my camera. And like, I was kind of getting upset that they weren't taking me seriously. And then they yelled at me and told me I was wasting their time. And I had to go.
Okay. All right. All right. But she had the evidence. She had it.
Right.
It's like it's on my phone.
I'm sure it was super clear.
That's right.
Yeah.
So are you two for two, Amy?
Yeah, she's two for two.
Wow.
I am two for two.
Man, what are you going through a tunnel?
No, I wasn't going. No tunnel.
All right. All right, last one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I hit a child in the head with a club while juggling.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, wow.
I'm glad he finished that sentence because that was really
That
weird.
Could have been real aggressive.
I hit a kid with a club while juggling.
It was an accident.
I'm going to say drunk adult because that makes it a funnier story.
Okay.
But I feel like it could go either way.
Yeah. All right. You're saying drunk adult, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll stick with her. She's two for two.
All right. You both say drunk adult.
I was a drunk adult.
Yeah.
Drunk adult is right.
Whoa. I tried juggling three bowling pins at my niece's birthday party.
Oh, my gosh.
I lost control, and one of the pins hit my niece's friend right in the noggin.
Oh.
She cried for 45 minutes.
Yeah, I would, too. Bowling 45. Pins are heavy. Oh, my gosh.
Why was a drunk adult juggling at a kid's party?
Well, because he's Uncle Brad, and he is invited to his niece's birthday party, so he's there. He's
got to be drunk to enjoy that.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's having some of the adult punch that's, over there, and he's like, here, watch Uncle Brad. Give me these bowling pins. I'll show you what I can do.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, hey, congratulations, Amy. You're a winner.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. 4 tickets to Wild Lights at the Zoo for you.
All right. We'll take them.
It's not Wheel of Fortune level prizes.
No.
I feel a little bad about that. I mean, Pat Sajak and Vanna White. We are not at that level either. But
we're almost as cool though.
Almost as cool, yeah. The Louisville Pat Sajak and Vanna White here on 99.7 DJX. Tell Amy what she's won!
Well, you won tickets to the zoo!
And other fabulous prizes. No other fabulous prizes.
Just tickets to the zoo!
But
Wild Lights is really cool! You're gonna love it!
All right, Amy, hang on the line another quick sec. We gotta get a little bit more information from you. Been awesome. Thank you.
Oh, I love that. That's good stuff. Listen, we need to fill up the pot of stories. So if you could just kindly send us a little voice note, give us a little teaser.
Yeah, those
reveal
are
the answer.
Fun.
Finish the story. Email at benandkellyshow@gmail.com.
All right, there you go. Little kid, drunk adult, 99.
But on Thursday mornings, we take you on an audio journey through time.
Yep.
Ben and Kelly's Throwback Thursday, presented by Drake's, celebrating 10 years in Louisville. Come play. Your requests make up the playlist, so let's throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
All right. We'll kick it off with
Sassy Matt. He's like, I've got a TBT request. David Guetta, need a banger this morning. Better than caffeine. Well, almost better than caffeine.
I will say, though, David Guetta does lay down some bangers.
He lays down some bangers. It's not the one he wanted, but we're making a substitute.
Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Akon getting into a little bit of legal issue surrounding cryptocurrency.
He's going to have to pay some fines, yeah. I think, which, yeah. You know, we just got him paid a little bit by playing that song, didn't we?
Yeah, that's what. We're just helping.
This is going into the crypto fines.
We're just helping. Beth rolls in and says, hey, Aiden and Reed here with us. Sean Paul, get busy? Yeah, right.
All right. We're new to Too Fast, Too Furious. We're going to go with Sean Paul.
Yeah. Thing, just because it's playing. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Yeah, we don't play the entire song because we ain't got time for that.
Yeah, no. Chris needs Moulin Rouge, all the beautiful gals for Throwback Thursday.
That'd be Christina Aguilera, Pink, Maya, and Lil' Kim.
Uh-huh. I just know the backstory that Pink and Christina didn't really like each other.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. A bunch of songs you haven't heard. Play back to back to back to back. Rocky by Drake.
Aubrey says, spice up your life, please. This week is really testing my ability to adult and to human. I need some spice in my life.
All right.
So we'll give you some spice, girls. I'm not sure if we're going to give you the song you wanted.
These are the girls of spice.
They are the spice girls. Tell me what you know, what you really, really want. I wanna
really, really, really wanna zig a zig. It's Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
MJ, can we get some Tao Cruz? It's been a hot minute.
This is like straight up sixth grade dance. Yes. Oh, the memory's flooding back. Oh, sometimes you just forget how big of bangers they were.
And sometimes you forget it's Thursday. And you're like, Elizabeth, thank all the gods it's Thursday. I need to get hyped, taking a test at work to level up. I'm anxious AF.
Okay.
You're going to do it, though, girl. You got it.
You got it. Kristen rolls in. Since it's rainy, gloomy weather, sucks the life out of me, takes all my energy. How about up, Avicii? Woke up this morning, reset my alarm for 3 minutes later to really attempt a three-minute nap. You do what you got to do, girl.
Oh, no, I appreciate my that. Way through the
darkness. Throwback Thursday. It is 99.7 DJX. We step away from our normal playlist of hits to bring you hits from... at least 6 years ago.
Listen, we gotta hurry. Jessica says, James and Michaela are getting ready to get out of the car in the car right away, and they need some Backstreet Boys. They need it now!
Oh, wow. Okay.
Right now!
Wow, okay. People are filming us outside the window. I mean, this is real life happening right now. BSB, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Let's go. I mean, I hear Jonas Brothers. Like, when I hear them, I hear Jonas Brothers.
Really?
Yeah, like, I hear it.
Like, they could be interchangeable and sing all the Backstreet Boys songs, and the Backstreet Boys songs, yeah, and sing the Yo-Yo songs? Is that what you're saying?
I think they have those Jonas Brothers, Jonas Brothers have Backstreet Boys qualities.
Okay.
All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
I assume they're always together when they text us because it's labeled Abigail and Leah.
Okay.
But it says, just another mom on a grind, headed to work, dropping the wee mini ones off at school. And so we're changing it up a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, just a little bit. I mean, yeah. I mean, it's been a minute since we've done Britney, right?
We're doing
Britney. A little.
Still the same thing. It's not working.
I mean, it is working.
Getting a Bugatti.
That's right. That's right.
You want a Bugatti?
Yes, I want that. I want that too.
I get it.
Better work. You want a Lamborghini? Uh-huh. Sitting martinis. Eating linguine. Come on. You want a hot body? I do.
You want a linguine?
Yes. Yes, I'm with that. Uh-huh. I do. Eating linguine.
Yes.
It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX.
By the way, Tina from Shelbyville, that is her wake-up alarm. That's on right there. That's an aggressive way to wake up. You better work, babe.
That's right. All right. I love it. Bethany rolls in. Any chance you have a radio edit of Fantasy by Ludacris? Girl, come on now. I mean, we invented the radio edit.
Fergie.
I mean, we take this song and make it G-rated. G-rated.
I want to lick you from your head to your toe.
Yes.
Really?
There is nothing dirty about that.
Nothing
because
dirty
it's
about that?
It's cleanliness. He's licking and clean. Clean.
Like a cat.
Whatever. Tiffany, dropping the kids off at school. Can we get Bye 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 by NSYNC? By the way, is dropping the kids off at the school, is that a euphemism for something else?
No, I think that is actual kids going to school.
Come on, Tiffany. You can tell us. It's all right. Quote, dropping the kids off at
quote,
the school.
Financial planning.
Throwback Thursday. I'm slipping, guys.
Yeah, you're lingering. I'm okay with it.
I normally never let them get through that bye and go into the second verse.
I like your finger in there, though. I like it.
All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Oh, my gosh. We need a little Mariah and ODB. I mean, yes. It's been a minute, hasn't it?
Is this ODB? Are we sure?
I think so.
Throwback Thursday. I mean, we're going to have to let it linger a lot longer to hear the ODB part. We don't need ODB.
We do.
Listen, Old Dirty Bastard is, he's in there.
It's been a second.
He's dropping his little, oh yeah, girl.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, we got it. Beth says, hey, any chance for some Hanson today? Yeah, sure, we can do that. Oh, it's been a minute since we've done that.
That was violent.
By the way, this is what it is, a train wreck.
Dustin said my wife was so confused when I asked her if she was going to fart on herself today. We learned that means putting makeup on.
Yeah, F-A-R-D. All right, Throwback Thursday on 99.7 JX. Just Allison rolls in and says, hey, happy TBT. Can I get some Ryan Cabrera on the way down?
Oh, yes, you can.
Wow.
Oh, it's been a minute.
That is not what you said off the air.
I was fully in support of
Kelly. Used some naughty language.
I did, and I said, yeah!
She says, I saw him at DJX birthday bash when I was in like the 8th grade. We
so
got
did
you.
I was not in 8th grade, though.
Ah, so sweet.
You forgot about that one, didn't you?
A little bit.
I love it.
Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Shelby says, I just got pulled over. Can you play Mrs. Ooh. Officer?
Oh, yeah.
You know what? You deserved it. I'm just going to say it.
Just bat your eyelashes and say, I'm sorry, Mr. Officer.
When was the last time you had to get out of a police ticket?
I was super pregnant.
Yeah?
I was super pregnant. I did not get out of it. I got a ticket.
Had you gotten pulled over since then?
No.
Oh, okay.
Thank goodness.
Look at you.
Look at me. Look at you. Look at me.
All right. Yeah. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJ. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Eric is pointing out that Nick Lachey has been in the news for his attitude.
Oh.
So maybe we need to throw him a little track. Oh, yeah. The only upbeat song we have in the library. That's not a bad one.
This is when he was with his other bandmates.
The 98 Degrees.
Yep, otherwise known as 98 Degrees. There you are. Nick Lachey and his bandmates, 98 Degrees. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 JX.
Bless his heart.
Bless his heart. Hannah, rock star, push the Nickelback button.
Oh, wow.
You know what? It's nice that they did transfer the Nickelback button over to the new studios.
That was pleasant.
Yeah. Throwback Thursday and rock.
All through a standing in line, the clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom.
Throwback Thursday on 99.7 JX. Yeah, I wanted to let. Oh, gosh. I just looked at the time.
What happened?
It's
like,
I don't have time to get any more of these on.
I mean, you just committed to it, though. You committed to it off the air. You told me you were going to play it.
Yeah, Brooke from Bardstown said, can you play some Flo Rida? Okay, I'll give you just a quick shot in the arm of Flo Rida here on 99.7 JX. Hey, I heard you were on... Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Oh my gosh, it goes so fast.
It does. Oh, it's so aggressive. It's so aggressive and good, and it's upsetting. It's upsetting when it's done. It's upsetting.
I understand. And, you know, listen. I don't want to brag. I don't want to boast. we get tens of texts during this segment.
Tens and tens and tens.
Tens and tens and tens of tens.
Tens and tens.
So we try to get to them all. I mean, some we can't get to. We'll put a pin in it, try to circle back around and come back to it later. You know, all that office speak.
We are pinned in a small little time frame.
Yeah.
And we're trying to get to them all. By the way, Tiffany said you guys are the real MVPs for finding an upbeat 98 degrees.
man, it was hard.
It was very difficult. Try to find it.
No, I was thinking you were going to say hard.
I didn't say you did.
And I was going to say that's what she said. We're slipping.
A little.
You know, we get messages every now and then. I mean, a lot of people will send us like their voice notes of their little kid drunk adult. I mean, we always encourage that.
Yes. And, you know, sometimes people want to just get something off their chest and then not tell anyone that they actually know.
Yeah, exactly. And we get that. And so coming up, we want to play for you this, we'll say, interesting scenario that one of our listeners has found herself in.
I will say, when I first heard it, I was kind of like, okay, why are we telling us this?
And it's just one thing led to another.
Oh, you know nothing good comes after one thing led to another. You know nothing good. There are consequences usually, right? Usually.
All right. So give us just a few minutes and we'll have that for you coming up next. Our number is 502-795-1997. People, they'll call, they'll send us little voice notes.
You can call us for any reason.
Yep, exactly. Reasons that sometimes make Kelly and I scratch our own head.
Huh.
Yeah, and I got to think because there is an anonymity to it.
Right, you just kind of like drop it and go.
Yeah, exactly. And it kind of lets your conscience be free. I mean, remember we used to do like family secrets.
Yes, we did. And that was kind of the premise of that. It's like, this is a place where you can just dump your secret, purge it from your system. No one has to know it's you. And then you get to kind of live a little bit lighter.
So this is kind of that. And go ahead.
I've been seeing my boyfriend for about 8 months. Mm-hmm. And a couple months ago, I met his dad. His dad's recently divorced and is hot.
Okay.
Okay. I think we start to figure out where this is going.
And it's just one thing led to another, and I...
Oh, gosh.
I got involved with his dad, and now we're sleeping together. Oh. So I'm probably going to continue to see both of them.
Okay.
Okay, so right. So that's what we received. And then for us, we're like, okay, Kelly and I immediately have questions like, how are you going to do that? How are you going to continue to see both?
Also, shame on your dad, because when you met him, he knew you were his son's girlfriend.
Yeah.
What kind of dad does that?
Yeah.
Knowingly.
Yeah.
It's not like they just happened to meet in another circumstance and didn't know that was his son's girlfriend. He knew.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm immediately angry, probably more at dad.
At dad than at the...
But I'm also shaking my head at her like, what are you doing?
Well, yeah, I mean, yes,
what
obviously.
You your boyfriend deserves better.
She knows, and
but she's still going to continue on.
That's what she said.
I'm going to keep on keeping on.
She's like, you know what? YOLO.
I just don't see...
YOLO.
...how that is going to work. Because I'm assuming she's not telling... Either.
I would
dad has to know dad, she's
well,
still
dad
seeing
has
the
to
son.
Know. Yeah, dad has to know. So really, if they continue more than just once, it's on the dad.
Well, yes. I mean, it's and on her.
Yes, it's on them both. But got to think that
that's what
she said. Giggity. All right.
Not mature enough for this kind of information.
No.
What made her think that we were mature enough to handle this kind of information?
Maybe.
You know what? Here's my theory. Maybe the reason she left this little nugget in our inbox is because she wanted us to tell her it's bad.
It's wrong.
And you need to stop. Maybe she needed to hear that.
Yeah.
Like she can't tell herself that.
No.
She needs to hear it from us.
Yeah.
Ben and Kel.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
All right. There you go. You heard it from Kelly.
Giggity. Don't do that.
All right. Well, hey, thank you. Thank you for trusting us with that sort of information.
Yes. And I think, feel like maybe in the back of your mind, you needed to hear, don't do that.
All right. Maybe.
Okay.
All right. Coming up next, it is a feel-good story. We'll transition 180.
Yes. We need to tell you what Taylor Swift did because she just followed through on a promise she made to an 8-year-old 5 years ago.
It's so Taylor.
I don't understand how she keeps track of all this stuff, but she does.
She does. We got it. Coming up next, feel good on the way on 99. So it's one thing to like do your job and do it well. It's another thing to kind of like put yourself and jeopardize your well-being.
Absolutely. You don't want to do that.
No, this is setting the bar story. So if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to deliver a package in the middle of a police standoff, you're doing okay.
Oh, yeah. You should probably hang out and wait until that's over or now, come back.
Now, part of this might be on Amazon because part of their, like, code.
Their policy is you got to deliver it.
Yeah.
Or else.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like the U.S. mail where, you know, U.S. mail is like neither rain nor snow nor sleet nor hail, all that stuff.
Right. And then you got to take a picture and say, yep, there it is on your porch.
Right. So this driver just dropped the package off in the middle of an active police standoff.
Oh, gosh. So you just kind of like, excuse me, guys, just walk right on up there as they like.
Well, he didn't make it all the way up there.
Okay.
Because there was SWAT team.
Yes. And they're like, whoa.
Yeah.
What you got there?
Exactly. So he gives his package to the SWAT team member, takes the photo.
Yes, that's what you have to do. He's following policy. That's protocol.
Here are some bystanders.
Amazon, hard at work in the midst of a standoff. He's going to deliver his package.
Yes,
oh, my God. Give us the package, bro.
But then that wouldn't be doing his job.
So
that's
so,
not the address.
Yeah. So that didn't actually, the package wasn't actually intended for the person who was, who the standoff was for. It was for someone
else in the household.
It was for someone in the apartment complex who couldn't get out because of the
standoff. Oh, that's tough.
So. Anyways.
Oh, that is unfortunate when standoffs happen at apartment complexes.
And you know, you ordered your Amazon and they're trying to just get your package.
You need your stuff. I mean, it could be anything in that box. So, Amazon has everything.
Again, if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to deliver a package right in the middle of a police standoff, you're doing okay.
What if it was baby formula? I mean, you have to think about what was in there. It's important for that package to get through.
Well, and the Amazon driver didn't know. So he had every package is as important as the next.
And I am confident that the SWAT team officer that they gave the package to
delivered it to the right address.
Yes, got it to the right person.
Yeah. That is your setting the bar story. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Sad news for muscle car fans and maybe residents of, I don't know, Hillview or PRP. Or my neighborhood. Wow. Hell, my neighborhood has it too.
Yeah.
I mean, the Camaro.
Oh, dang.
General Motors discontinuing the Chevy Camaro. Again.
Sad face. Oh, they did that before?
Yeah, they did it like in the early 2000s. And then it was
just kidding. We're bringing it back.
Yeah, it was gone for a few years and they like brought it back. But people are speculating they're going to do the same thing this time.
Yes. How do you get people to remember something you forgot about? I feel like they did that with Twinkies. It's like you
discontinue
to take it away.
Yeah.
And then they're all like, no. I like that. And then it creates,
well, if you're good, then we'll give it back to you.
It creates demand where there maybe wasn't one.
Yeah. So General Motors is saying, all right, we're getting rid of the Camaro. It's done.
We're done. You guys didn't buy enough of that. So we're out.
And
now maybe if you talk nice to us and you say, I want to buy some, we'll bring it back.
Then we'll bring it back maybe as an electronic or electric version of it. Which
that would be weird. I don't think that one works. I don't think that one works. Do you think that one works? No, sir. I don't think we do that.
It's not me making the decisions over there.
I'm just going to gently suggest maybe we don't do that.
All right. Well, anyhow.
It just kind of takes some of the pep out of muscle car. Electric. Plug it in.
Well, but I will say electric cars have gotten a lot better in the last 15 years.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yes. But anyway. But you still have to charge it for, like, what, 40 minutes?
I don't know. I don't have an electric car.
I can never live that life.
I don't have an electric car.
I don't have a ticket.
All right, it's 99.7 DJX and Harry Styles. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. More tickets for Future and Friends. The tour coming to Indianapolis in April tomorrow, as well as Wild Lights to the Zoo. We're going to hook you up with those tickets as well.
Wildly popular.
It is. It is. A very, very popular exhibit there at the Louisville Zoo. So I'm going to try to make my way out there at some point and see them for my own eyes.
Take lots of pictures and video for the stories. You got to do it for the gram. If you go out there and you don't share any on social media, that's a massive fail.
Well, it's like I wasn't even there.
Exactly. It right. didn't even happen.
It didn't happen.
Listen, it's not just for your social media. You have the responsibility of representing the radio station and the show. Ah. There's like three different platforms you're going to have to post. It's going to be busy.
Come on now.
Take some good footage.
Come on. Come on now. All right. You missed anything from the show? Podcast, WDJX.com. Click listen. I think everybody unanimously told Blair that, you know what? Your relationship's over.
Exactly.
But
the writing's on the wall. Yeah. Just leave. Now, I liked the suggestion that she quotes mm-hmm. what he said about their relationship
back
in the message back to his ex-girlfriend. That will like low key passive aggressively tell him why.
Yep.
And then deuces.
All right. Anything else up at the WDJX.com? Click listen.
Yeah, you can see all the celebrities that are in trouble over that crypto thing.
Oh, yeah.
They endorse it. And here's why. No, they didn't. Know that there was shady stuff with the company. They apparently didn't disclose they were getting paid to talk about it.
Oh.
That's a no-no if you're a celebrity and you're doing an ad for someone. Yep. You have to disclose that's
say,
an ad.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. So yeah. You can read all about that, WDJX.com.
All right, have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.